Juanita, and this is It Starts Now, the podcast that celebrates grown folk joy, bold conversations, and living your best life after 50. Join me, your host, Juanita, as I talk real talk about life, wellness, relationships, style, and everything in between. Always with laughter, zero politics. You can catch us now on BBS Radio TV, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Your best life, it starts now. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to It Starts Now. You know, this is the podcast that celebrates grown folks doing what grown folks do, and that's living your best life. I'm Juanita, and I'm so glad you were able to come and listen to the podcast. Now, this is so you can hear it after the live, and it's usually done the next day. Sometimes we get it done the same day, but I don't like to overpromise. So I'll say it's going to be the next day, and you can hear us on Amazon Music, Spotify, Podbean, CastBox, iTunes, YouTube. Yeah, we got a whole lot of different streaming services that your girl is on. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So that's what we're talking about today. Summer is right around the corner, and while many of us are thinking about vacations, you know, cookouts, beach trips, and spending time outside, did you ever think about this question? Is your body, is your skin ready for summer? Now, you might think it is because you just think, I'll just slather on, I'll just throw some SPF. But a lot of us are dealing with a lot of stuff that happens when the weather changes, when the heat comes on. So I got my girl, Kelly Sullivan from Dunkirk Aesthetics. Now, the background between us, I've known Kelly for so long that she was on my original show when I used to do a show called The Beauty Files with Juanita. And that was a show that I did for 10 years. It was on it's on this network, and it was also on XM. So we are evolving to this platform with It Starts Now. So let's talk about, you know, what this, you know, skin and summer skin means. I want to talk to Kelly about wellness. I want to talk to her about healthy aging because now I'm over 50. So I have to address those issues. Back then I was a young girl. So now I'm a lot older. So I have a lot of other things that I need to take care of, like skin spots or sunspots and all this other bullshit. So I'm going to have Kelly, without further ado, talk to us more about our skin, and she is going to give us some information as to where you can locate her, where you can get your best skin for the summer, and how she is the beast when it comes to good skincare. Kelly Sullivan, welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
There she is. There she is. Hey.
I think I was muted.
Oh, okay.
So 20 years later, I still have issues with the whole computer thing.
I do the same thing. I've muted my whole self, and I was doing a monologue. I mean, the whole thing was muted. So, you know, someone said, oh, we didn't hear nothing. So, yeah, welcome to my world. Hey, girl.
Hey, I totally forgot The Beauty Files as soon as you said that, because I was trying to think, how long have I known you?
Known me for a long time,
girl. And it has been a long time.
It's been a long time. And I actually would love to probably use that in the Beauty Files again. I love that title. I don't know why. I may go back to that.
It was a fun title.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. So it was a fun title.
So we're talking skin tone and summers and all that mm-hmm. good stuff. I mean, and I know a lot of people are automatically going to say, I don't really understand why you need to talk to us about that. But when you get to a certain age, Kelly, we got to talk about skin.
Yep. Skin and summer, especially, because a lot of skin issues revolve around, you know, we get to the summer months and people are outside and they're getting more exposure, and they don't think to wear sunscreen as a daily intervention. They think, oh, I'm not going to the beach today. And
Right.
cumulatively, they're getting sun damage. I mean, we know that over time, there then becomes that breakdown of collagen, breakdown of skin elasticity, the wrinkles, the fine lines, the discoloration, all of that stuff comes about, having to do with aging and prolonged
Right.
bits of exposure. So
So,
that is the super important. Go ahead.
does swimming and skincare, how's that mix? Because I know chlorine or whatever. How's that mix? How's that work out?
You get into the fact of, and you know me, I'm kind of always been that realist too. First of all, swimming, if you're out there swimming and you're getting exercise, and it's such a great exercise for people with a lot of joint problems and sun, just wear your sunscreen. If you've been in the water, reapply. I think that's the biggest one. So many of the sunscreens nowadays are water resistant, so the getting in and out is fine. Chlorine, of course, can dry out a skin. So if you're able to rinse off when you get out of a chlorine pool, that's absolutely great. And keep a little lotion with you. If you use the sunscreens, a lot of them can be hydrating as well.
Oh, so when I get out the pool, because I'm that girl. I mean, I stay in the water all day. I mean, I literally stay in the water for hours, and I don't realize that I slather on sunscreen. I do a high SPF, and get this, people. People, especially people of color. You think just because you're black that you're not, you not, it's not gonna crack. Black skin's gonna get burnt too, because I got burnt the other day riding in a convertible.
Oh, fancy you.
Because I forgot to put sunscreen, and I noticed this dryness, like on my nose. I said, "What the hell?" And I know what it was. I got burnt. I got burnt.
And the other part of that, the flip side of that is, you have the sun rays and it can affect the DNA and the how it's making the cells. And while you don't see as many skin cancer related things in dark skin, you can have changes. And the biggest one being hyperpigmentation. And sometimes that is harder to chase after and improve. So, you don't want to be going after something that's being caused by just not wearing the right sunscreen. When I talk about the right sunscreen too, you have to make sure, especially for the face, that it's something with zinc or titanium to protect against that UVA as well as the UVB. So that's super important.
See, a lot of us didn't know that. And a funny story, when my mom was still living, we used to go to the Bahamas a lot. We went to the Bahamas like 3 times a year. And I remember one time she bought this tanning oil, and 'cause she wanted to be really tan, and it burned her face so bad she couldn't come back from that. We had to literally take her to a dermatologist to get it, whatever that process is, because it literally burnt her skin. Because it and it said burn, it said tanning oil or burning oil or whatever it said, but it says if you want to look golden or whatever, this is. And it literally looked like she was putting oil on her face and just sitting there just sizzling.
And it does, it activates those melanocytes, and when we get older, they don't kind of self-correct as easily or as well as they did when we were younger. So you get bits of hyperpigmentation, and sometimes it can be very even in how it disperses, but not always. And you'll
Right.
see people have darkness in different areas on their lateral face, or in splotchiness,
Right.
just here and there. So it is super important that everybody be in a routine of a daily, use a good hydrator for your skin that has a good sunscreen. That is probably a thing that even me, I'm at that 60 range now. I started in derm over 30 years ago, and at that point, seeing, so many of the farm workers or people that worked outside coming in and getting skin cancers removed, it really hits that reality of that prolonged exposure over the years is what is doing it. It's not one burn here or there. So we got to make sure that we do take care of the skin. Fortunately, there's so many YouTubes for these young kids now that, they're learning about sunscreen, I think, a little faster and, of course, much better than we did.
Right.
You know, I think we used to go to the beach and get sunburned. So then, okay, that was it. You don't have to go to the beach anymore. You know, and I remember being miserable. There is no one on this who should be going to a beach and getting burnt so bad they're miserable.
Right.
You know, that's just, we have too many great products out there.
But people still are getting burned. I mean, because they act like they you know, they're immune to it. I mean, especially when you're at a certain age, you know, you really have to decide if I want to keep a decent skin regimen or keep a decent skin tone, or I just want to melt and just be bit, you know, feel like leather. Because I'm telling you, I've seen some people who have, I ain't gonna name no names. Ugh, I do name, but I've seen some people that their skin looks like leather.
Yeah.
And not a good leather.
That's called solar elastosis. You lose that collagen because that UVA is going down and disrupting. So they start to, you know, they look like weathered old people. I mean, I don't know how else to say it, but we know so much now. I can tell you, I was just in the Bahamas. Well, it's been almost 2 weeks now. It seems like last week.
Jelly, but, I'm so jelly. Okay, you know.
I know. Oh, we went on a cruise and it was amazing. And you know how it is when you're self-employed. I've been working double, getting back together. But my sister-in-law is one who got burned on the first day at the pool. So when we made our stop to go to the beach, she couldn't go to the beach because she was already burned. I'm like,
wow.
What did you put on? Did you not put on your stuff? So 2 days, two stops later, we go to the beach and you can see the whiteness on her from the cream. And she's like, see, I put it on. And I'm like, well, did you put it on before you got out here? Or are you putting it on now? And you're right in the water. Like sometimes, especially with kids, you know, I got all these grandkids now, girl. I have six of them and one on the way.
Oh my gosh.
All these grandbabies, you know, put some sunscreen on them before you go out the door to start with. Because you get busy and the kids are running and you are going to have to reapply to them because what are they doing? They're rolling in the dirt. You know, just keep an eye on them. Get them a stick. There's a powdered sunscreen called Color Science. My son, when he played lacrosse, those kids would stop for a minute and I would be the one taking the brush and putting sunscreen on them.
Oh, wow.
You know, it just, the sweat and things like that can help it to come off. And it's just the reapplication and putting it on before you get outside, because I think, you know, you're so hurried. And I think maybe that's what happened with her. She didn't get it rubbed in really well. She didn't get it all over.
Just slap it on.
Yeah. And then you're miserable. You can't, you know, you don't want to go out because you don't want to put on a bathing suit. So, you know, if you wear good sunscreen, make sure you have it on the right way. Also make sure that it's not expired. You know, there have been times where even myself, I never realized there was expiration dates, just like everybody else. And I put on some sunscreen and I felt like I had gotten a little burn. I'm like, well, that's weird. I always use that. It always works, blah, blah, blah. Well, it was 2 years expired because, you know, I'm famous just like everybody else. The end of the summer, you buy up the sunscreen. Just make sure, especially with kids, you know, I'm very hyper thoughtful. Like for me, does it expire and go bad in one day? No. But if you have something that's 2 years, you know, think about getting rid of it. And especially if it's been in a car and you know what I mean?
So I had no idea that sunscreen expired.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and that makes sense too, because everything else expires. I mean, you think that, you know, you have a can of food in your house and you had it since you moved there. Oh, it's still good. I had no idea it expired.
Yeah, it does. And I don't think a lot of people knew. I didn't know. And I'm in this business. I'm in the industry. It is just, you know, don't buy up two cases of it at the end of the summer. Maybe buy one to carry over, but I'm telling you, that's, you know, what I would do. And that's the first thing my sister-in-law, I said, well, is that old sunscreen? Yes, yeah, Kelly, I checked the date.
Oh.
It's like, okay, just asking. But, you know, for me, I want to figure it out. Like,
right.
Well, if you put it on and you rubbed it in and you got it on, why did you burn? Like, for me, it's like, okay, let's figure it out. So, and it's just important. And you know, I'm super fair. And I love the beach. I love going out to the sun. The sun is good for vitamin D. It's good for you feeling well. So just put on your sunscreen and go out and
So,
enjoy your day.
how important is hydration? Like, how important is hydration to older skin or
Super.
skin? Yeah.
Just super, super, super important. You know, we've been doing a lot of the wellness and the weight loss and the shots and things like that. And for me, again, I'm kind of a lot like you, where we've done it, tried it, figured it out, and like, oh crap, yeah, this is what we should be doing. 64 ounces of water a day is kind of a basic recommendation that most people make. I feel like if you're not drinking enough and
Are you breaking up?
you go to, well, you're breaking up, but it's just everything all together. More so, we have to worry about the summer with dehydration. So it's important all the way around for everything.
Well, I mean, so I was going to say something funny. I probably drink 60 ounces of coffee and that has water, but no, I know what you mean. You have to drink, you have to really hydrate your skin
Yes. And I'm going to tell you
to
that
keep
one
it
of,
plump.
you know me, I have to be overachiever prepared. I even made my little note. So the people who say, but I drank coffee or tea all day, that has so much, the caffeine can be dehydrating. It can be like a diuretic. So you're almost, dehydrating yourself by doing caffeine.
We're
So,
losing. Your audio is kind of coming in and out.
let me see. Is it better now?
Yeah, because you're coming in and out. You sound right now it is. Yeah, because like earlier
Okay.
when you were talking about water, we didn't
Yeah.
get any of that.
No, it's just doing
Okay,
the
now it's good.
waters. Okay. I moved closer. I have in my ear things because I am in the office and trying to talk. But
Oh,
it is important to make sure that your body is hydrated all the way around.
yeah. I
And
mean,
if
I
you're
get
drinking
that.
alcohol, if you're drinking a lot of caffeine, do some extra water to compensate.
Yeah, and it's funny that you're saying that because I mean, I'm not gonna share the long story of what happened, but when you was talking about coffee, and I was like, "Oh, I drink coffee. It has water in it." But you're right; it does. It takes away everything because I was on a ship, working on a gig. It was a big Navy ship. I forgot where it was. It was in Baltimore. It was a beautiful ship. It was so big, and I'm sitting up there drinking coffee, and I fainted, and didn't even
Oh
know
my
that I
goodness.
fainted. And realized I didn't drink any water. I kept thinking, well, I was drinking coffee. And I had fainted and I had this big, wonderful Navy man came and picked me up. But I mean
That's a good way to do it.
and gave me a peanut butter sandwich and some water. And I was like, oh,
Yeah.
did I faint? I was like, oh, let me go back. And he picked me up and took me downstairs. I didn't even realize I had fainted. I mean,
Yeah.
I felt something weird and I said, well, I was drinking. He said, did you drink, you eat anything? I said, well, I was drinking coffee. And he just looked at me. He said, you on a ship that's hot on the deck. And it was hot. And I just passed out. So I didn't even realize that you could, but you're absolutely right. You really have to not think that water and tea is your means of hydration. You have to really drink water, lemon water, or what's another suggestion of hydration?
Well, a lot of the like we recommend here a lot of times drip drops. You know, it's something that
Ooh.
my daughter got me. It's called a drip drop. It's a little additive you can put it in a water. So if you like flavors,
Yeah, I do.
there's also IV hydration. Those tend to taste salty, but the drip drop is actually really good, and it's got a little bit of the minerals and electrolytes.
Oh, okay.
So that's always good, even if you do one of those a day, especially if you've been on vacation and you've been drinking a lot,
Yeah.
you're going to kind of rehydrate your body and your cells.
Yeah, you're right about that, because when you're on vacation, there is no clock. I'm telling you right now, there is no clock at 9 o'clock. You're drinking a pina colada and you're not even feeling bad about it, because you're
Yeah.
like, I'm on vacation. Oh, it's only 9 o'clock. Okay, give me a pina colada. So you're right, because at
Yeah.
the end of that day, if you're sitting by that beach with all that sun, you all of a sudden, it's something weird happened. You're like, oh my God, I feel like I'm dying because I had
Yeah.
no water.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you feel horrible. You get headaches. You just,
Yep.
yeah. So every time you have a alcohol drink, have some water.
So you said something and you slipped that in. You said something about, with all the shots and the weight loss, because I know people
Yeah.
want to know about all of that, that Kelly just slid that in a little bit. But she said something about weight loss, shots. But Kelly's Place does so much stuff. And I know we were talking about summer. And this, so what kind of injectables or services that one can get to make their cells look a lot better in the summer?
Well, we have
Like
all kinds of
treatments.
things.
Yeah, I know you
Yeah.
do.
We have all kinds of things. I am still, a person who recommends the basics, just, kind of make sure you're maintaining your skin. We don't do as many lasers, but we do have some lasers that we can do. But again, I have to make sure that people are wearing sunscreen. You
Right.
certainly don't want to not educate them on that aspect and turn around and do something aggressive to their skin.
Yeah.
Because the sun then can make it 10 times worse. So that's super important. The injectables, of course, any neurotoxins, Botox, Dysport, XAMN, that is always an awesome treatment just to fix the lines, to help with the movement that's breaking down collagen and lines. Fillers, we have Sculptra. Sculptra is a newer one. It's not newer, but probably since I talked to you last. It is a biostimulator. So it in gets injected similar to filler, but we do like a pan effect all around the skin on the face, and it stimulates your collagen to grow more collagen. So it has a bit of longevity and stimulation factor to it. And then we can do some, filler as like icing on the cake if we need to. But the sculpture has been a really big thing, especially with people who have lost weight. Their faces tend to lose that weight so fast and they look gaunt or they look drawn. So that is probably one of the biggest things that we consistently do a lot of that.
Because I mean, I've seen Ozempic face or Ozempic hands or whatever, and I know exactly what you're talking about. Because you lose it so fast.
And we're very particular with how we do our weight loss. Like, I don't want people dumping. And of course, I lost 60 pounds and it's
Oh.
now been 3 years.
Oh my
I started
God,
in
congratulations.
2023. And it's the consistent and the learning about why and how to fix, because I don't want people to come off of it and just gain the weight back.
Right.
It, it's a
How did you lose
process.
yours? How did you lose yours? Did you do a scent? No, because
Doing
Ozempic.
tirzepatide, which is like a Zepbound type of thing. It's a compound. It's a GLP-1, but it's a
Okay.
dual incretin, so you don't have as much stomach issues and has a 20% better weight loss factor
Oh.
to it. So, and I mean, it's game changing. It's life changing, and
Wow.
so many people who struggle with weight. A lot of times that metabolic insufficiency that, they give it all kinds of names, insulin resistance, yet
Right.
they don't want to call it being overweight because then the insurance companies might, oh, wow, that's a real term. But that process or not working is what the medication helps. And as we age and things get slower, the processes are working slower. So if it's not working great, but then it's working slower, you can see where people start to age and gain 5 pounds here, 5 pounds there, 5 pounds here. So it has been game changing. We've had, gosh, cumulative in our office, probably 2,500 pounds lost, 20, I think it was like at 20, almost 23 the last time Holly did a
Oh my God.
didn't add up. I have several people who've lost about 100 pounds. I mean, it's just, it's game changing.
Is it a
And
shot? Is it a pill?
yes,
Oh, okay.
yeah, it's a shot. It's a once a week shot. Then as we get them into their BMI, a healthy BMI, then we start to bring it down and then we start to stretch out the time in between. But all the while when they, you know, they come into the office, if I see they're struggling, we have a talk and we figure out what are you doing and what can we fix? Because long term, I want you to be able to understand what's going on with your body.
Right.
So that to me is super important. And it takes more time. It takes, you know, it's hand holding some, but it's just that whole understanding of the process.
So, I was talking about skincare. Well, this is still part of your business, so in your treatments. And I got about another 10 minutes. I understand about the GLPs or whatever. I've never heard of the one that you're talking about. I just see that now that when people, when people start taking it, all of a sudden, you saw them one time and then the next time they just look so gaunt. And I just think that when they stop taking it, they gain the weight back and not learning, how to, maintain or lose or stay on track. And does, so that's my biggest fear is that people are taking it, but they're not learning, how to, manage their weight or maintain the weight loss or whatever. What is that, the stuff that you're talking about? How did that make you feel? How did that make you lose weight? Did you just not have an appetite or did it just not, just quiet the food noise?
Yeah, it so it is so Ozempic is semaglutide, and
Yeah.
the medication has been around for forever for type 2 diabetes. And
Right.
consistently, when people would be put on it, they would all lose weight, a percentage of weight. So that's where the little, hey, let's look at this. There's a very common response. And then, of course, things just get better. So tirzepatide is a compounded formulation that we use that tirzepatide is what Mounjaro and Zepbound. So those are the
Okay.
brand names. And they're a dual incretin, so they help with the insulin pathway as well as the glycogen pathway. So you don't have so many dips in your, you know, so you don't feel bad or have stomach issues or all of
Right.
that. But it's basically fixing, you know, a signaling system in your stomach. So you have to eat. So I see a lot of people who will do it and say it didn't work. They're buying it online. They're having issues, they're having problems, or they take it and they stop and they gain weight. I'm so adamant about the whole, because of doing it, because of
Right.
having weight all my life. They have to understand that if you don't eat, the medication isn't going to work the best way it can because it's got to be turned on for it to jump in and do its job, what it's supposed to do, right? So it also works on the dopamine system where it does quiet the food noise, curbs the appetite. So when I have somebody come in and they really haven't lost, or maybe they lost less than a pound, and I talk to them, what are you eating? Are you eating the calories that we recommended? Well, no, because I'm not really hungry. Okay, then let's have another discussion because you don't understand how the medication works. But if I'm not hungry, I just don't feel like eating. I said, would you tell your child that they don't have to eat if they don't feel hungry? No, you wouldn't, because everyone needs a certain amount of food, breakfast, lunch, dinner, you know, some snacks throughout the day. It is important each time you're working, you're kind of making your metabolism work. And, you know, I kind of bring them back to let's re-talk about how the medicine works, what the medicine does. And I'm also very adamant that if you're not going to do what I talk to you about, you're not going to learn and you shouldn't waste your money because it is expensive. You know, ultimately, you know me, that's just how I've always been. And, but if you get it and you understand it, it is life changing and it is game changing. And some people go to a doctor, it's so easy to just give them the prescription or give them medicine. Okay, well, just let me know how you're doing. Well, yeah, you're not going to feel as hungry. You're also the gastric emptying is slower. You have to drink that water or else you're going to get a very bad constipation, which could end up, a medical issue. So we talk about all of that. But once people get it, they get it. And I even say that by myself, having now been where I'm 3 years out, it was game changing for me. I can get on the floor with all those little grandkids now and play.
That's good that you know, because a lot of people, when they're talking about the GLP-1s, they don't say that you have to eat in order for it to work. That's not even the conversation. All I hear is, I have no appetite, I don't feel like eating, and then they're losing weight or whatever. But I've always told people that you really, if you want to, you have to give your body some energy, and the energy is from the food, and the food helps burn the
From food.
calorie, but
Well, and aging comes into it all. So,
right.
there's so much on functional medicine now and aging and, hormones and enzymes and peptides and blah, 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 all of that stuff. What we know historically about aging is that body systems slow down. Every little chain reaction and everything just slows down. And then you add to it, now you're getting a little heavier. Got to work a little harder.
Right.
When you're younger, if you want to get into a pair of jeans, you just don't eat for a day and you lose weight and it's great. Well, your body is able to compensate and do what it needs to do because it's all working. It's all functioning together really well. Hey, you want a break? I'll take over. When we get older, it doesn't do that. So while you'll lose weight initially, you won't consistently lose weight. You'll get to the point where you're frustrated and then you're like, the medicine doesn't work for me.
And then
You have,
throw menopause in there with it.
and that's all just, all of it all together is just a matter of, if you would have told me, and my husband is one that back, in the day when I couldn't lose weight, he said, you don't eat enough. And I was just like, you're ridiculous. Why? I'm eating once a day because I'm trying to lose weight. I mean, we all know what we know from what we know when we're younger. And he right now, when somebody sees me who hasn't seen me in a while, is like, oh my God, you've lost so much weight. You must not be eating. And he'll be the first one to say, she eats more now than I ever have seen her eat. Like, I eat, but I don't sit and just eat huge. That whole, because I know now I can get more food later. There is no one who's keeping me from eating again in another hour if I'm hungry. So it is, it works. It works really well with the right support. So I am
And that's
very
important
particular
too,
about it.
the support part is important, because a lot of people are not getting that support. They're just out there willy-nilly. They see something on television, I can lose weight. You're not really understanding the process of what what it does to your body and how you can make it work for you. Because I hear all these horror stories now because people are not eating. They're not drinking water. They're having kidney issues. I mean, you're not drinking anything. You're not
You're
doing
not
anything.
drinking. Or one of the things, in the beginning, of course, everything that happens, I'm kind of researching and trying to figure it out. One of my patients came in and she wasn't losing. What did you eat? I always go there. Okay, I don't make them keep a log in the beginning because I don't want them to be hyper fixated. I want them to eat when they're hungry, eat healthy. Don't get into, I have some that I said, well, you could have a protein bar for a snack. Well, they'll have two or three. No, you can't do that. It is in a square for 5 years for a reason. There's stuff in there. But I kind of just lead them. And so this patient particularly was like, well, I've been doing Atkins. Well, Atkins is all protein. So when we're younger, again, our body is functioning in such a way that it is mobilizing fat to burn fat. But when we're older, you're now going high protein, you are taxing those kidneys extremely.
Oh
And the
my God.
kidneys, it's too much for the kidneys to filter, and you can end up with issues. So it's not the best. I mean, we just hear stuff of, oh, let's just do that. You have to have a certain amount of carbs, you have to have all of the stuff. You just have to. That's what makes the pancreas work to make insulin and take the food around and do what it should do and make your cells work better because they're energized. You just, you don't eat, you start to then feel like crap. You're tired, you're fatigued, and you know, all of it all together. I mean, it's you really see once you learn it, the processing all together.
What would
So
be your takeaway? Because I guess we're out of time now, but what would be your advice, your ending advice? And then I will also want you to give my audience information about where you're located in your business. But what would you suggest, like your takeaway? You guys, you're over 50 or over 60, whatever, you're getting older. What should we start doing now?
So for health-wise, skin-wise, the biggest thing with skin is to make sure you are using some good home care products because, you know, hyaluronic acids, things like that hold water in the cell. Doing some exfoliants, while we don't want to overdo it in the summer months, but retinol is a cell stimulator. It kind of keeps that skin moving. All of those are important along with the sunscreen. Super, super, super important. When I have people come in, you know, again, I kind of get them into a regimen where we're doing several, you know, microdermabrasions or chemical peels or something like that every 2 weeks for five to kind of boost their skin. Then we go into maintenance. If they have a lot of issues with, you know, pigmentation and things like that, we're going to do treatments that are going to help with that, you know, that influx of tyrosinase that creates those melanocytes to hyper work. But we're not going to overly treat because we can kind of cause more of that to happen in relationship to being too aggressive. So in the summer months, especially if they have kids, I don't do anything too aggressive. I'm more into the maintaining, keeping the skin healthy. Then we'll readdress specific treatments, be it, you know, lasers, more aggressive chemical peels, whatever that looks like in those fall to winter months. But the number one thing being use the good home care and use a good sunscreen
And when
for
you
the
say a good
body.
sunscreen, what would be the SPF?
So the SPF number, when you're looking at most of the sunscreens in a store, that number is very geared towards the UVB wavelength of light, which is the burning, gives you the bad sunburn, the hurt, the blisters, the all of that. UVA wavelength, it will block some of that, but it doesn't block it at all the way. So that's where I mentioned zinc and titanium. Or something with like anthelios, a chemical block, that's going to block more of the UVA. So you have to look at the ingredient. If you go and get something like, for instance, a 30 sunscreen from Walmart, and you put it on and you go out. So for me, I'll get tan because the UVA waves are still getting through and they're effectively creating a response in my melanocytes to make a little tan. So that can lead to over time breakdown, but it's not giving me the burn because it's protecting against that. For the face, I'm, you know, all of the medical brand skincare lines are going to have some amount of zinc and titanium. That amount may vary if you're having an aggressive peel or you have a ton of sun damage already with skin cancers. They may want something more. The bulk of those have all been micronized now in such a way that they don't leave you white, pasty, pink looking. They really do absorb into the skin. And sometimes, especially, you know, I have many of my brown clients. I have one particular who's been with me for 20 years, and she's always my go-to to try things because everybody's skin absorbs differently. And what I don't want is for somebody to be using something that then is going to look kind of weird or make their face look kind of weird. So that is always good. You know, you might have to try a couple different ones, but those are my things. The maintenance is the big thing. Water, hands down, over and over, get enough water. That always, I mean, even when you do drink enough water, you're like, gosh, I feel kind of good now. If you're drinking a lot of coffee, you're drinking alcohol. Get some of those little packets and do one of those a day. Don't do every drink with that, but do one or two, you know, base it on that. They're very healthy. Stay away from some of those things like Red Bull, Monster. Those are incredibly hard on the kidneys and the liver.
Oh, wow.
So you just want to be good about hydrating in your skin and your body, and water is the number one thing.
And
Go
how can
ahead.
we reach you, Kelly? How can people, because you're giving us such great information, and I want people to know how they can reach you, where you're located. I know it's in Dunkirk, but I know
Yes.
because I know, but I want you to tell my
Yeah.
audience the name, the website, all that good stuff.
Yeah, so my practice, my office is Dunkirk Aesthetics. And we are right now located in Southern Maryland. So we're just below Anne Arundel County. So we're at the very northern area in Southern Maryland. So we're basically in Owings, but it's Dunkirk.
Oh, okay.
So they call it Northern Calvert County. So we're not far from Annapolis. We're not far, I used to commute into DC and Chevy Chase, as you know,
Right.
for the bulk of my life. Where we have a website, it's of course www.dunkirkaesthetics.com. And you can even go in there, you can make appointments. We do consults, we don't charge for our consults. You can do it so that you have a consult and a treatment the same day if you choose to, or if you're just not sure what you want or need, we can do a consult. We can even do that virtually. I have a couple of providers here now, and everybody's awesome. I've trained everyone, having done everything for such a long time. It's just an awesome office. We have Instagram at Dunkirk Aesthetics. We have a Facebook page. Look, all the technology my young people do. Everything basically is at Dunkirk Aesthetics.
And I'll have
And you
all
can
that
find.
information in the show notes as well. When I do my posting on the episode notes, I'll have all that information about Kelly on the show notes. And I am a social media person, so I post everywhere. I post on
Awesome.
Instagram, I post on Facebook, I post on LinkedIn. So you'll see her information. We do, like I said, we will have the replay of this live show will be replayed. I'm going to say tomorrow. I'd like to say this evening, but I always like to give it a day just so I can, just in case Doug or Don, something may happen. I don't know, but I just want to, make sure give them enough time to, give me the archive. I just want to say
Yes.
thank you, Kelly, so much for being on the show. At this age, we're not chasing perfection. We're chasing energy, we're chasing mobility, we're chasing peace, and we're chasing a summer where our knees cooperate, our skin behaves, and we remember to drink some water before noon.
Just, I mean, that is the biggest thing, and we've known each other a lot of
We
years,
sure
so
have. And
hitting.
she is the best. I refer so many people to Kelly. They love her. Everyone walks
Thank
away
you.
with her with coming there, and they all love everything that she's doing. And I just want to say thank you, my friend, for being on my show again.
Thank
And
you.
I will
Thank
have
you.
you on
Thank
the
you.
show again as all as you know, because I do have you a couple of times a year. So we're just saying
Yeah.
that right now.
I'm always here when you need me. I can still pull my act together a little.
Yeah, you did, because we
So,
had a mix up, and she got it together for me, and I was just so grateful because we had a little Claire mix. My producer, she mixed up the date. Blah. I'll say I'm the blame because it ain't her; it was me. So, I'm so glad
No.
she was
I
able to.
loved that she sent questions. That was very nice.
Oh yeah, she's a young girl, so
Yeah,
they're
no. It was
young.
very, very good. At least to have an idea of things.
Well, until
So,
next time, people, we will end it, and you guys take care and always, always remember, it starts now. Bye-bye. That's a wrap for today on It Starts Now. Catch us on BBS Radio TV and all your streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, CastBox, and more. Want to keep the conversation going? hit that subscribe button and share this episode with your crew. And you got a brand or business that you want to promote? Let us team up. Email me at thebeautyfiles2@gmail.com or facejobmedia.com. Your best life, it starts now. We'll see you the next time. Bye-bye.